This is Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in a 21st Century. I'm Malcolm Esposito. Thanks a lot, Malcolm. And I am Kenny Slagg, and welcome to Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Today we're going to talk about the slag, and we're going to talk about devotement. I was in jail for 8 months for a variety of crimes against nature, but I'm out, and I want to know that you've got my back because you know I've got yours. This is your way of saying I am devoted to the principles of abundance in the 21st century, and I'm willing to prove it with the slag. Yes, the Kenny slag.
Cut.
Don't say cut. How many times I got to tell you that?
Well,
all right, Kenny, that was very good. Malcolm, when are you having the dental work?
A week from Tuesday.
Next week?
Yeah, he means that.
Okay. Yeah, because the lisp.
Now, I understand him, Mr. Flagg.
Kenny Flagg and the Flagg. The slag. What is it? Well, the slag is merely a replica of a part of my body. That's right, a replica of a part of Kenny Slag. Now, as you know, and as I've told you, I don't think I'm God. Far from it. But when we envision what the principles of abundance in the 21st century can do for us, we need to visualize something physical. And to be honest with you, I did get some of your mail when I was in prison. Kenny Slag, he got your mail. That's right, I did get your mail. Some of it wasn't very kind. A lot of it had to do with wanting me to stay in prison. Some of you used profanities and obscenities. I understand. But now, it's necessary for you to get back into my good graces. Get back into my good graces the Kenny Slag way. Getting back into Kenny Flagg's good graces the Kenny Slag way. By getting back into my good graces the Kenny Slag way, you're going to prove to me that you're worthy of the principles of
Cut. That's good, Kenny. A very, very good start.
Yeah.
And I don't need your opinion?
No, I just, it was unusual. Highly unusual.
Yeah, it's pretty unusual, Mr. Flagg.
A lot of times you mess up.
I know I mess up, and I didn't, you know. Well, you got that part down, Kenny. Now, Kenny, Gene Garibaldi is here, right? Oh, good. I wanted to talk to him. Gene, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Flagg?
Okay, Gene, you know, we're going to be doing the big stage show in Dallas, Texas. I understand. I think it's a little premature, but look at Carol, trust me on this one.
You're going to do a stage show, Mr. Flagg? Wow. Kind of risky, isn't it?
No, it's not. Never mind. So, Gene, how you been?
I'm doing okay. Just got a couple of live stage shows, you know, that we're going to be doing.
No, I know that. And that's why I chose you guys, because you're good with the lighting. Now, you work mostly with music groups, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we got Hell Yeah coming through, and...
It doesn't make any difference. What Kenny wants is to make sure that, you know where all the timing and all the things are supposed to be. That's why we wanted you here in the recording session.
I understand.
Okay, so what's coming up is going to be me talking about the slag. When I talk about it on stage, I'll need the big spotlight because there's going to be a replica of the slag, and I'll be pointing to it, and I'm going to be demonstrating. There's going to be people trying to make that into a comedy thing, and it's deadly serious.
I understand. I understand.
Just hold on for a minute. Okay, Malcolm? I got it right here, Mr. Flagg. The next section is the slag. Kenny and the slag. No, it's called... Kenny, the slag in you.
That's right, Kenny, the slag in you.
Got that, brother?
Yeah.
Hey, I haven't counted it down.
Oh, God. Well, that's right. Brother got to count it down. All right, count it down.
Well, what is it with you people? It's like you were happy. I didn't count it down because I forgot. Why didn't you remind me?
I didn't remind you because, you know, to be honest with you,
brother needs to count it down. It's part of his trademark.
Yeah, okay, count it down.
Right. Thank you very much, brother.
You're welcome.
3, 2, 1.
Cut. What the fuck?
Come on, man. This is brother's signature statement.
Hey, what do you mean signature statement? I'm the star of the show. I'm Kenny Slag. You understand?
Yes, Mr. Slag.
Then you just do it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. I can't breathe.
Kenny Flagg's principles of abundance in the 21st century. Kenny, the Slag, and you. Thanks a lot, Malcolm. This is about Kenny, the Slag, and you. Kenny, the Slag, and you. When I'm on stage, you'll see me, you'll see the Slag, and of course, you'll be in the audience. But while we do our radio show, it's no different. It's me, the Slag, and you out there. We gotta get it together, tighten it up, and make sure we got our stuff together. Kenny Slag, let's tighten it up.
Kenny, cut, hold on. What is it with the you know, that kind of a, What? Yeah, Mr. Slag, you're almost excited.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Gene, go ahead and tell him.
It's something that I found out when I was working stage people should be excited, so they go, "Hi, I'm Gene," like what I would say. My name is Gene Giebler.
What is your last name?
My name is Gene Giebler.
You're not Jabel, are you?
No, I ain't that phony baloney.
All right, let's just, I thought your last name was something. I forget. All right, so we got it together, right?
Mr. Slag, I'm not clear on it.
You don't need to be clear. You just count it down and make sure the levels are right and we don't, you know, overmodulate.
Where'd you learn about overmodulating?
He's an announcer, brother.
Hey, I'm asking the questions. Just take it easy, Malcolm. Where'd you learn?
None of your business. I ask the questions.
Right.
He asks the questions, you answer them.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we? It's Kenny, the Slag, and you.
Right.
Kenny Flag. It's Kenny, the Slag, and you. Thanks very much, Malcolm. It is Kenny, the Slag, and you. And today we're going to talk about how you and me get together and make sure the Slag is effective. What is the Slag? Kenny Flag, with a flag. The Slag, very simply, is this. It is an object. Not an object of idol worship necessarily, but it is something you need to visualize the power of the Kenny through. Now, you know that when I say the Kenny, I'm not talking about me. No. I'm talking about that spiritual Kenny, about as big as the North and South American continents, striding across the globe with its hands on its waist. Notice I said it, so I am not identifying.
Cut. I just...
Don't say cut. What did you make me cut for?
I'm scared because I'm a Christian, and
it doesn't make any. This is not religion.
Well, you're talking about idol worshiping the Kenny.
No. This is about positive thinking,
brother. It's about positive thinking. Use a thumb to help you positive think.
Oh, would you get your teeth fixed, please?
I will. I'm in supposed to be a week ago from Friday.
Last week or this week?
Never mind. We're too busy doing this. Now I got to start all over again. All right, go ahead.
Kenny Flag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. It's Kenny, and it's the Slag.
Hi, thanks so very, very much, Malcolm. It is Kenny, and it is the Slag. Now, when you get the Slag, and you will be asked to order it, using either a credit card or, if you want, a cashier's check, to Kenny, get the Slag, in care of Dallas, Texas, you will take it into your home, and as you're listening to the Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, or you've come from our live stage show, you'll be asked to visualize the Kenny. And one other thing. We're going to ask for a physical communion with the Kenny. No, again, it's not a real person. It's an object of worship.
Kenny Flag, envisioning the Kenny.
When you envision the Kenny, what you're really doing is looking at the Slag. Now, I'm going to tell you what the Slag is. The Slag is an exact replica of my buttocks. That is, the lower half of me. Now, why does this seem disrespectful?
Cut. It is disrespectful.
If you say cut one more time, I'm going to come in there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I ask you again why you're not using another studio?
There's no other studio available this hour of the day in Dallas. Where are we?
Phoenix.
In Phoenix.
It kind of looks like Dallas, though, don't it? No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Do it again. Kenny Flag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. It's time to see the Slag.
Thanks very much, Malcolm Esposito. It is time to see the Slag. How do we see the Slag? It is a physical representation. It's an exact replica of my buttocks. That is me from the waist down below my buttock, and then it cuts off at mid-thigh. Why is this? Because, as I mentioned, when I was in jail, I did receive some negative mail. I received an awful lot of insult, and I received an awful lot of threats. I don't think I was deserving of that. That's why, in order for you to prove to me that you are deserving of the principles of abundance in the 21st century, it's time to physically commune with the Slag. It won't be anything suspect, it won't be anything obscene, certainly, but it will be an object, something I can look at and say, ah, that person gets it.
Kenny Flag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. It's time now to know the Slag.
How do you know the Slag? Very simply. I would ask you to take that Slag replica, as I will ask people in the audience during our Dallas show, walk up to it and lick each buttock. That's right, lick up one buttock and up the next. That is what we call knowing the Slag.
Kenny Flag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Give a kiss. The Kenny way.
Give it a kiss the Kenny way. That's right. Get right up against it. Get your nose right up against the cement. Yeah, that's it. And just...
Cut.
Hey, wait a minute.
Cut, wait, what?
What are you doing, Kenny? This is part of what we agreed to.
I didn't agree to...
In other words, what you're asking people to do is kiss your ass. Is that it?
No, I don't think I've used that terminology.
He's talking about licking up the Slag.
I know what he's saying, kid.
I mean, Mr. Slag, me being a Christian...
Oh, knock it off with you, Christian. Give me a break, okay? You're getting paid, aren't you? You can walk out of here anytime you want if you think this is so offensive.
Mr. Engineer, if you don't mind.
Boy, you just list.
You did. Carol, you went Mr. Engineer. See what's happening to me?
Wait a minute. Now, the only way this is going to get done the Kenny way, that's my way, is I want to make sure that some of these suckers that were sending me mail...
You think that you're going to have these guys that were sending you, they're going to buy the slag and lick it? Ha 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 ha.
You never know, brother.
Whose side are you on, anyway?
The guy that's paying a check right now. There you go. That's the first bright thing this punk has said. Let's do it again.
And count it down, will you? I kind of like the way you count it down.
Oh, now you want me to count it down, see? Giving me a hard time.
All right, don't count it down.
Yes, I will. 3, 2, 1. Nipples.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Give a big lick.
That's right. You'll be asked to lick one buttock and then the next. I want to make sure you have a picture of yourself doing it. And then when I get that photograph, I put you up on our wall of slag. We'll see you, we'll see your tongue, and we'll see it inserted into the crack between the two buttocks.
Cut, cut. Kenny, I'm telling you, because you got negative mail?
That's right. God damn, look at Slag losing it.
You're not losing, are you, Mrs. Slag?
I'm not losing it. I just want to make sure a lot of these people that used to kiss my... Well, they used to kiss my rear end.
Not literally.
Well, they used to talk about how much they love me, and now I'm getting all the hate mail.
Well, Kenny, can you blame them for God's sake? You're lucky you got out of prison, and you're lucky that you got your reputation back to the extent that Dallas, Texas wants to see you. I mean, we got a pretty good, you know, bunch of tickets there.
I know, so...
You know what? You going to insult them?
I'm not insulting the people of Dallas, Texas. Only the people...
God, Mr. Slag, you know, I take a lot of things personally.
Yeah, Mr. Slag, you really shouldn't do that. You know, years ago, I'm not taking your advice yet. Not at least until you get your teeth fixed, okay? Now let's get this going.
3, 2, 1. Belch.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. It's about the flag.
Shit.
Cut. Try it again.
3, 2, 1.
Erp. Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. It's all about the flag.
Hey, don't, what did I tell you?
What?
Don't do the whole smiley face thing.
Well, Kenny, you're the one that's going, I'm Kenny Slag. Because Gene told me.
I'm telling you, Carol, it's a great way to go.
Gene,
stay away from me. Just, are you the guy that's going to set up the stage?
Yeah.
Just let me do this.
Oh, boy.
Gene, don't worry about it, but I want to make sure. When I say, lick the slag, do you know where the spotlight's supposed to go?
Yeah. The spotlight is supposed to beam directly into the crack area.
Right, because that's where their tongues are going.
Jesus H. Christ.
Mr. Flagg, Kenny, I don't know, I may have to walk out on this gig.
You walked out on me once before and I survived it. You do it again, I'll survive it again.
Yeah, money's too good, huh?
Yeah, I gotta admit, Kenny's a money-making fool.
That's me, that's right. Walk out on me, man.
All right, Kenny, don't get all megalomaniacal about it.
Well, you know, you just gotta remember which side of the bread the butter's on, baby.
Baby?
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Mr. Slag, and you shut up, too.
Hey, Kenny.
And you, too. About time you people remember who the guy, who is the cow that's, you know, that you milk or whatever the hell they call it?
The goose that laid the golden egg?
There you go. There's the goose that laid the golden... When I look in the mirror, that's who that is.
The goose that could laid?
You want to be a smartass?
No, I swear to God.
That's right. Eight months inside, I learned a lot of things. I got a lot done, okay? And a lot of these suckers, now they're going to pay me back, and they're going to pay plenty, okay? So everybody that buys a slag, they get a discount. The people that don't, they're going to have to pay 10% extra.
Kenny, you'll never sell a book.
Really? Watch me. And these people that stay, and I want the tongue in the, you understand that, Gene, right?
That's right. I want the spotlight to go on the groove right between the two buttock. The tongue goes in.
That's right. Everybody that goes up on that stage that night licks both butt cheeks and then inserts the tongue in the crack of the ass.
Gee, Kenny, this is, you know that we're on a lot of radio stations? They're commercial stations. They're not FM. They're not these kind of NPR way out things. They're commercial stations.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Are they going to drop me?
Now, they could, yeah.
We're paying for the time.
Oh, that's right, they won't.
Right. Those radio stations out there, man, as long as I'm paying them, the general managers of each one of those stations will get down on their knees and put their tongues up my ass crack.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've worked for some of the greatest... Oh, give me a break. Count it down. I don't believe...
Count it down.
Yes, sir. 3, 2, 1. Sphincter.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. It's time now to put your tongue where the flag is.
So when you get up on that stage with me in Dallas, or if you are mailing for your slag and you're putting your tongue where the slag is at home while our show is on, make sure you do it with the proper amount of... Oh, the proper amount of...
Cut.
I say cut.
Sorry, but I figured you were going to say cut.
Yeah, cut.
The proper amount of observance, the proper amount... Well, we didn't write it.
Yeah.
The proper amount of reverence. Proper amount of reverence, yeah.
3, 2, 1. Nutsack.
I'm Kenny.
Wait a minute. That is a flag.
When you do those kind of cues, man...
I'm sorry, I thought you liked them.
Yes, I do, but I don't.
You do, but you don't.
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
I'm high.
Wait up.
Wait, what are you doing? I'm gonna bust into that door.
No, you can't do that, Mr. Flag. Come on now.
Hey, don't put your hand on my chest, kid.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Flag. He's my brother.
Wow. Get a load of this guy, Carol.
Well, Kenny, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, what were you gonna do?
Turn that shit off before I have a heart attack.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Put your tongue where the flag is. What?
Cut. No, I say cut. I say cut.
No, he said cut because I told him to say cut.
Oh, cut.
Okay. What's wrong?
The whole smiley face thing.
Oh, sorry.
Three, two, one.
Oops. Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. It's time now to put the tongue where the flag is.
Folks, when you get the slag at home or in the auditorium where I'm going to be performing, I want to make sure you get that tongue right up in there, yeah? Right, Gene? You got it?
Yes, sir, Mrs. Slag.
The spotlight's on you as you make up for giving me a whole load of garbage, sending me all kinds of obscene letters, calling me all kinds of names, and threatening my life when I was in jail. I don't care what happens to you if you don't buy the slag and put your tongue where the slag is.
Put your tongue where the slag is.
That's right.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Where'd we get that?
That's a recording of,
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
I'm Malcolm S. Macedo.
It's been great having you.
Thanks a lot, Malcolm, and it has been great having all of you here with me, Kenny Slag, and the Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I hope you do pick up your slag, take it home, polish it up, get ready for when I come on the radio next in your town, or if you come to see us in Dallas at our next big live performance, and that's on August the 15th. I hope you've got that slag, because the spotlight's going
on the crack.
That's Gene. He's our stage manager. Right, Malcolm?
That's right, Mr. Flag.
You come down to Dallas or you listen on the show, make sure the tongue goes up the flag.
Jesus H. Christ.
Cut. What is that?
Just my brother. I couldn't believe it.
Now we got to do it all over again. No, we don't. Just pick it up. All right, pick it up. Christ.
Three, two, one.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm F. Macedo with this footnote. If you send away for the flag, make sure that when you get home, you polish up the buttock.
What? That's it.
Oh, that's great, man.
It's about, what is it, a half an hour?
You just lisp.
I know. It's a half hour of you insulting the listeners.
That's right. That's right. Let that be a lesson to all of them out there. Sending me letters like that. One of them called me a bloodsucker. One of them even said that I was nothing more than a con artist. Just nothing more than a flimflam man.
That's what I said? I forgot.
What do you mean, is that what you said?
Are you the kid that wrote the letter?
Brother, you just gave it away. What an asshole, man.
That means we gotta hire a whole new announcer for next week when we come back with another
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm F. Pathito. I've been fired.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century has been produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
I'm Malcolm F. Pathito.